Good evening, and we're introducing the wonderful multi-consciousness team of Jackie Solvetti, and we're talking about lifting shame tonight. Good evening.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, everyone, and welcome. Welcome. For those of you tuning in for the first time tonight, you have certainly chosen a very significant time to participate.
Auspicious.
Yes, very much so. Tonight, the sacred dispensation. For the last 6 weeks, all of you dear ones have been wandering through shame. All of the ways that it can manifest and has in your lives. Not an easy time, and we know this. Now, gathered here tonight, for all of you, are more than you can possibly imagine. We're going to go into that in a moment, all right? Now, our channel has prepared a list for us, which we find very humorous. So you see, we probably should have her do a show on control. It's really all right. She was so concerned that with all that you've all been through, that something would be missed. Now, we must say to you that this has been a co-creative effort. And yes, were things orchestrated for her benefit so that she would get information to be able to bring it through to you? Yes. But there was a burning desire on her part to go further, to go deeper, to move the obstacles out of the way. Now in December, we did an experiment, and it was such. Now, we know that makes everyone quiver when we say it, but you have to remember that we are dealing with you as humans and all of your emotions to see how far you can go. And so what was offered in December was a sacred dispensation, the first one.
And you mean how far we can go as far as releasing all of those cords of experience that we've got running through our system?
Yes, absolutely. You see, everything's in layers. So we began with self-forgiveness. And it sent you into process, those that were participating. Veronica, certainly you can concur with that, can you not?
Oh, you bet. I'm still working on self-forgiveness. And
Laura, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, what we saw was that, like bedrock, you couldn't drill through because of all the layers of shame. Mm-hmm. And the shame is what kept you from being able to go to the depths of self-forgiveness. Mm-hmm. And so, for 6 weeks, you've been working with shame. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to read our prepared list, which is all right.
It's nice that you're organized.
Well, no, she's organized. So her list of things that you've discussed were sex and sexual abuse, sexual fantasies, sexual preferences, nationality, betrayal of God and parents and lovers and friends and business and of self, abandonment from and to others, including God and Goddess, shame over your bodies, shame over your relationship with God and Goddess, addictions of alcohol and drugs and food and gambling, and we'll put on cigarettes, and she didn't because she smokes.
Preferences, yeah.
Yes, regret and remorse. This came up for discussion. what you did or didn't do and all the ramifications and sorrow it caused to you and to others. Parents and parenting. Children, their failures and their successes, which can shame a parent who feels that they're not successful, even though their child becomes successful.
Mm-hmm.
The dirty little secrets of family, self, and thoughts, things you don't want to share with anyone. You know those little things on the computer, your porno sites and things like that? Nobody wants to talk about those things. Your failures. And this is a biggie, by the way. Because this one is tied so deeply to shame and is self-perpetuating. Your lies. Your deceit and your deceiving. Even success over, or shame over success and deservability, which goes into, do I really deserve this success? Religion and Jesus. Oh, dear. Who you were told died for your sins. Now, that's one that you can never heal, no matter what you do.
Hmm.
Those less fortunate and successless, and those more fortunate, this is your perception now, and successful. Government and its wars. And believe us here, the shame started mounting. With Israel and Palestine. As you watched on your televisions, the atrocities and no one intervening. Now this began to stir up a hornet's nest and started triggering all of your internal shame. Most of you do not realize that. But it did. All of you sitting in your comfortable living rooms or watching or in your dressing rooms, watching your television. As children and mothers were killed, knowing that your government was financing Israel. And suspecting that there were things that you didn't know, that didn't make sense about this war. Not enough provocation for what was being done. The first time, really, you watched a war unfold before your eyes. The rock, you don't really get to see what's happening. We promise you that. But this one you did more than you probably wanted to see. And then, 9/11, New Orleans, the tsunamis, earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes. Why them and not me? And then, thank God, them and not me. Still creating shame. And then apathy and inertia. You all know that one. The shame of having a disease or some form of disfigurement. Now, for all of you that are metaphysicians who get ill, this seems to carry so much more weight than for anyone else. Because you are a metaphysician. And if you get a disease or an illness, well, it's much heavier. With all I know, and I'm still sick or dying. And then the shame of being. Now, these are only pieces and parts of all that's been discussed over this 6 weeks. And you all have been looking, discovering things about yourself that you didn't realize you carried. And some of it has been very difficult for you, painful. Horrible dreams, discomfort, anxiety, sorrow.
Confusion.
We know. Yes, confusion is very good, Veronica, thank you. We know this has been difficult. Now, we want to say this here. You have no idea how much attention is on you as a group, observing you, not as guinea pigs, people. Please, don't misunderstand. As a group, to agree, to walk into the shadow and stay there for 6 weeks has not been done before. It's never been done this way before. It's a group commitment, people. And we want you to know tonight the impact that you're going to have as a result of this. Now, present with all of you. And this may be a little difficult for you. Please just stay relaxed and calm here. We want you open and receptive. All of your lifetimes, those that are willing to participate in the lifting of shame, not just human lifetimes, people, but all lifetimes. You see, just because you're on the other side of the veil and having an extraterrestrial lifetime doesn't mean that you can't have shame. The channel, during one of her explorations with someone, was on a planet with them. And the planet was getting ready to implode. And the level of sorrow that she felt was greater than anything she had ever felt on Earth. As every sentient being on that planet linked consciousness in preparation for the implosion, the end of all life. Now, do you not think that the beings that were on there all carried shame? Of course they did. And failure? Oh, absolutely. And what about your failure in Atlantis? The ultimate gone. Having to start from scratch. All of you carry that one. All of you. Somewhere deep within you is that failure. That inexplicable sorrow. So, all of your lifetimes participating. Now, we want you to think about the ramification of this. Imagine for a moment the lifting of shame out of all of your lifetimes, what that could do for you in this now moment, and for your future lifetimes as well. Well, first of all, you all have these burning desires to move into your great work. Some of you in the throes of it already, but knowing there's more. You could throw off the limits and the bounds that have held you down, held you back, the self-judgments, the potentials of that are so exciting. This is where we get into true limitlessness. Now, we don't want to set anyone up for failure here. We don't want you to try to fly out of a 10-story window. If I'm shame-free, I can do anything. Well, yes, but we don't want you trying to fly, all right?
Oh, darn.
All right. And that takes us into another discussion. There are going to be those of you listening tonight. Who are wondering if you've touched all your shame. Did I get it all? Did I miss something? We're going to tell you folks, don't go there. Now, if you haven't listened to all the programs, go back and listen to them. This is not a magic wand. It is a sacred dispensation. Now, Veronica, do you get the difference?
Yes, I do, actually. That I know we've been going through huge shifts over the last 6 weeks. I sure have.
Absolutely.
And becoming aware, you know.
Yes. The purpose of this work was for you to all see where you're carrying shame and how insidious it is, so that you could understand and love yourself and appreciate the fact that you survived it all. That you're not broken. You're not flawed. You're humans.
And we all carry it, right?
Everyone. Everyone. It is impossible to be a human and carry no shame. What you don't receive from outside of yourself, you get imprinted with from mothers, relatives, your lineage, your nationality, it's always there. Now, how are you going to experience this? Now, first of all, we want you to understand, you can't fail here, people. You can talk yourself into failure. And we want you to be careful with this one. If your deservability is low, if your belief that you deserve is low, you can sabotage yourself. That the potential exists for you to say, well, God, I didn't get it all. I didn't listen to that show. They're not going to lift it all tonight. Yes, it will be lifted.
Even if you're not listening to the show?
You can go back and listen to the show.
Mm.
There are people who wrote the channel who said, I can't be there tonight. I'm devastated. Now, we can tell you there are people who, because of the late hour on the East Coast, don't listen to all the shows. They do go back into the archives and listen to them. And yet they felt the show in the dream state. Somehow they felt that they were impacted even before they went to the archives. And the answer to that is yes, you are. You have all been connected during this experience. Not only with each other, but with all of those who have been assisting you.
Mm.
And there have been many. The love for you on the other side of the veil, for what you have undertaken, is beyond anything you can imagine. The desire, the determination, overriding. Now, you know, the channel has said it. Who wants to go home and say, I'm going home to listen to a show on shame? Oh, boy. This has not been easy work. And many of you, at the end of a show, have gone, my God, I didn't know I had all that shame. I'm a mess. No, you're a human. And you're loved. Do you think for one moment that with your combined desire to do this, that there wouldn't be assistance to help you through it? Of course. That you've been monitored. How are they doing? Not invasively. The desire is not to have to be a guinea pig under a microscope. That's not the desire. But you have no idea how much excitement was created on the other side of the veil with the idea that you would undertake shame and the shadow for an extended period of time. That's courage. And courage is celebrated. Determination to break free, to break loose, to make a shift in the collective. If you could hear the hooting and hollering and high-fiving on this side of the veil, well, you'd understand how exciting this is.
Can I ask a question? As we move this collectively, doesn't it impact a lot of people?
That's the whole point.
I mean, people that aren't even involved in this.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's the excitement over what you're doing. You see, all right, Veronica, your question's good. Let's look at this for a moment. Let's say that all of you that are listening tonight, so a few of those that aren't, in all of your other lifetimes, and let's say you've got mom and dad are gone, and aunts and uncles and grandparents, and you start going back generationally, participating. Start thinking about the numbers now. Let's say each one of you has experienced 1,000 lifetimes. Now, let's say, we'll take a small number, 30 of your family members participating, and start doing the math. Now, we know there's a lot more. Now, let's take it a step further, and let's say that this is happening through the archetypes, which it is, happening in the framework of mass consciousness, trickling down into the whole. A shift, a break of a dynamic impact. And your families, your children, your spouses, your lovers, they're all impacted, whether they're participating or not. Channel has gotten feedback from people already. Oh, the only place I carry shame is with my children, and they're all acting out like crazy. Of course they are. Certainly all of you have noticed that wherever you are carrying shame the deepest, wherever your ballywick is, your bugaboo, whatever, it's been in your face. Now, besides the laughing, but we think you're all so wonderful. Now, how's it going to show up for each one of you? Some of you will he'll continue to see shifts for up to 6 months.
Mm.
Now, why not all overnight? Well, we want you to understand, out of love for you, you've all been in process now for 6 weeks. Things have been shifting all along. But the goal here is not to shift your consciousness so dramatically that it throws you into a state where you're unable to function. We don't want you sitting in a puddle on your sofa with a remote control in your hand. In a state of bliss, unable to find out where it's at. But we want you to understand that this orchestration, we want it to be as elegant as possible. You've gone through the rough parts because you chose. Now, we want you to understand that this is a group agreement. This was agreed to a long time ago.
Hmm.
Your team, and there are others. The channel tonight, in preparation for the show, when she was going into channel, there's an experience that she goes through where there's a blending that occurs. And this star flips up and she stands on it and all those that are involved her. And it kept growing and growing and growing. Until finally she said, okay, enough. I don't want to see anymore.
Hmm.
Because you see, this work is archived. And many, many, many more people will come back and listen to these shows in their time and to this dispensation. And they will experience it as well. You see, there's more in the team. But because of what you're all doing, you're calling the others in. You are all heroes. We can't emphasize this enough. For those of you who have thought, I'm a mess, I'm never going to make it, look at all the places I carry shame, oh my God. How wondrous you all are. Now, many of you started feeling it today already.
I sure did.
Yes.
Mostly mine comes in waves. It sort of seems like there's a lot of lightness in me already, and yet then there are these huge waves that come up.
And what are the waves, Veronica?
Waves of shame. Suddenly awareness that I feel shame-based over certain things that might not have occurred to me. Almost like I have to know where it is now.
Exactly. Now, we recommend for at least the next couple of weeks that as you go to bed at night, you ask for continued lifting.
Mm.
You're going to get it. But again, this is co-creative, people. Co-creative. This is your co-creation. All of those who are participating, co-creating with you because you chose. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Does this make sense to you, Veronica?
You bet it does, yes.
Right. You see, how can you own the wonder of what you're doing here without realizing that you're an active participant? Now, the lifting, of course. Of course. And the reason we say continue for 2 weeks, because there are going to be some of you that think, I missed something, I can feel it.
Mm.
And this way, you, as a co-creator, co-participant, will be certain if you discover anything over the next 2 weeks when you go to bed that night, you can say, I forgot this. Here it is. I'm keeping a shame journal. I found this piece. Now, this is your personal journey, people. And the joy and the success is yours. Own it. Embrace it. Pull it into you. Now, here are some of the good things that are going to happen. Anyone who tries to shame you is going to be shocked. Now, Veronica, if someone tried to shame you right now, how would you respond?
Oh, I probably would go into it, but hopefully would be very aware of it now.
And you think you would take it on?
No, but I'm so acutely aware of it. You understand that when it comes up, I'm so conscious, like, wow, there's shame in my belly, there's shame in my gut, you know.
No, I'm talking about here. Someone in a conversation, someone you care about, tries to shame you.
Yeah, I don't think I'll play.
We hope not.
I think I'm aware enough right now that I won't do that.
Now, I'm going to say this to all of you. If people start to shame you now, and you're going to have family members and friends and lovers and business associates that are used to shaming because they're shame-based. Now, for many of you, and the channel has gotten this feedback already, it created anger. Many people found themselves getting angry.
You mean when others shame-based them?
Yes, or just angry that they allowed all the shame. You're going to find your voice, people. Now, we recommend that you don't bite people's heads off. Because that's not really where you want to go either. But you'll recognize it now. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Oh my gosh, they tried to shame me. It may take you a little time. But you're going to get so acutely aware that you're going to find your own boundaries and dignity and power.
Can we keep it away permanently? It's a shame.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
The goal to be in this stuff for 6 weeks is after seeing what it's done to your life, after seeing how much it's stripped your dignity, to never allow that to happen again. And again, we don't mean biting people's heads off. But when someone tries to shame you, you're going to look at it differently now. You're going to say, wait a minute. Nope, that doesn't feel good. I know where they're going. All right, hold on. I have boundaries now, and I have dignity. And from that place, their shame can't impact me because I won't allow it. See, it's you that's changing. Now, again, a caveat here. Your family may get upset because they're going to think, wait a minute, they're different. Crap, that didn't work. Okay, let me try something else. They're going to see that you're different, and they may get angry. don't let that create more shame. Allow them to be where they are. Allow them to go through their process. They'll figure it out. That's why we say don't bite the hands off. Just simply saying, gee, I'm sorry, I can't go there. I'm sorry, I won't accept that. It's your choice whether to take it in a shame. Now, your negative ego may have a field day here. Be prepared. Oh, sure, you think you're done with shame. You're not done with shame. That's all fantasy.
I can shame you in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. But you see, here's your saving grace. Claim your dignity. Take your dignity back. The channel will do a show on dignity because this is such an important piece. Because this is part of the rebuilding now of the new you. The authentic you. The you that loves yourself, honors yourself, respects yourself. Dignity. What happens with shame is it strips your dignity. And when you have no dignity, what happens? Everyone can shame you. You get to a point where you actually believe you deserve it. But when you reclaim your dignity, people, from that place, you know it's not yours. You can claim that more of who you are. Love that more of who you are. Not from a perspective of ego, of self-love, self-respect. Now, what a wonderful place to be. And from that place, you can venture out and try your new business ideas, write your books, do your seminars, because you could stand in the truth of who you are. Believe that you have authority, which a shame-based person does not believe.
Mm-hmm.
But without shame, you can reclaim the authentic you. Not the you that society says you are. Not the you that religion says you are. Not the you that your parents say you are, or your spouse, your friends, or your siblings. The you that you came here to be. The map maker, the reality creator. The activator, the inspirer. That's what you came to Earth to do. Every one of you listening. In all of its various forms. Because each one of you is so unique. You can believe that you have the power and authority to imbue the words that you speak or the painting that you paint. Or the words that you write. You can believe that your intentions have power. And find that Jesus won't evoke shame or disgust because you'll finally get what he said. These things I do and greater you can do also. That's what he came to teach. Timing was off, but he came to teach them. We're being funny here. Because with your dignity and your authority reclaimed, without shame, you can really believe that you can have impact. Now, we've seen it, people that we've worked with. Imbue your canvas. Imbue your manuscript. And it works. Imbue it with healing. Imbue it with inspiration. You can't believe that you could imbue if you're shame-based. Oh, God, I hope they like this. I don't know if it's any good. That's a shame-based person.
Hmm.
Do you get the difference, Veronica?
I sure do. So we're moving toward authenticity, the real light of who we are.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm. A new bedrock.
Exactly, what you really came here to do. Mm-hmm. And hopefully now the shows in December with a sacred dispensation, there was 1 and 2 about self-love.
Mm-hmm.
Going through this now, go back and listen to those. Some of you have never heard them. We're hoping that Dawn has them up finally. There was a reason why they weren't, by the way. There was no point taking people into process when they couldn't get to the depth of self-forgiveness, but you can get there now. Now you can forgive. And it will be easy. Because with the understanding that you have now, you realize, God, all those things I did, I didn't know any better. I was shame-based.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a catch-all that says, oh, God, well, I killed that person, oh, well. No. What it is an understanding of how amazing you are to come onto planet Earth at this time, taking on all of the levels of emotion and impact, shame, with the desire, the decision that you would come together at a certain point so that you could all remember who you really are, take your power, go out into the world and start having the impact that you believe in your hearts you're supposed to do. That driving force in every one of you that says, I'm here to make a difference, I know it, just don't know how yet. And even those of you who are channels and healers and authors and artists and Reiki people and so on and so forth, without the shame, believing now that you deserve to be prosperous and successful with your endeavors. You're not here to suffer. You're not here to struggle.
Well, that's sure been taught to us, though, hasn't it?
Absolutely.
And we bought it.
Hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah.
Because you all believed you didn't deserve, for one reason or another.
And that suffering was somehow glorifying.
Well, this came along with the whole spiritual religious thing.
Yeah.
You were sold a bill of goods. By people who weren't suffering.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Yes. Remember that always.
Mm-hmm. It's an enslavement.
Yes. Those who perpetuate war are sitting in an office, not on the battlefield.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Those who perpetuate struggle, the same. Listen to your people who thump on Bibles and convince you to send them money so that they can spread their word. They don't mind if you suffer, but you could trust us they're not.
That's been exposed a fair amount lately, hasn't it?
Yes, it has, and there's going to be more.
Mm-hmm.
Much more. Much more. You're here to be the examples, the inspirers of others. And if you don't make the shifts, who's going to? See, that's the wonder of what you all agreed to do here. That's the magnificence of who you all are. Now, comparatively speaking, 6 weeks is nothing against, well, how many thousand years do you want to go back?
All of them.
And then how many millions beyond that?
Tell me, the shame comes from all kinds of planetary existences, doesn't it? Not just Earth.
That's correct. That's correct. From the moment you experience separation, there's shame. Because it is a form of abandonment. It's built into the system, folks. That's why what you're doing here is so powerful. So powerful. There are many of you who don't even believe that you have a right to be. That you deserve to be. Now, we're tapping into all those that are listening, which are saying, oh, when are you going to lift the shame? When are you going to... Folks, it's being lifted right now. Every one of you, hopefully, as the channel suggested, in your jammies with a pillow, all during the night tonight, you are being treated with the honor that you deserve, with the love, the nurturing, the calming that you deserve, and more, and the love, and the love, and the love. When you get up tomorrow morning and you brush your teeth and you look in the mirror, throw yourself a kiss. Start loving you. Start appreciating you. That's the greatest gift you could give to you right now. You see, Veronica, the reason we asked you about accepting shame for others, the trap here, the biggest one of all, is when you shame yourself.
That has a lot to do with basic judgment, doesn't it? Like when we're abandoned, ultimately we feel there's a reason and there's something wrong with me.
That's right.
And then it just builds.
Your self-talk is the greatest enemy here. See, we're confident that you're going to recognize shame when it comes at you. Where it can slip in is, as you said, your self-judgment. Shaming yourself. Oh, you shouldn't have done. Oh, silly. And we want you to listen to your words, people. Consistently for 2 weeks, start paying attention to what you say to yourselves in your mind, your self-talk. Every time you say something to yourself, you will not believe how much you say to yourself. It will shock you.
Could I say something here?
Hello?
I'm sorry.
Hi. What you just said about being shocked, I've actually, over the last couple of weeks, been discovering how negative I have been in my life and how horribly I've treated myself because of the shame and everything that you've been talking about. So I want to thank you for validating that to me.
You're very welcome. Who are we speaking with?
My name is Gail.
Hi, Gail.
Hi.
All right. Thank you for calling in, dear one.
Excellent.
Yes, this is the single most important piece of all of this. To convert your critical self-talk to loving self-talk. To be loving with you. Be patient with you. When's the last time you got up and thought, how do you feel today, Veronica? What do you really feel like doing? What would feel good? As you break something and you think, oh, damn, it's all right. It's just a thing. You see, you all will get up tomorrow and you'll look around the house and think about all the things that maybe haven't been done. Damn, I didn't take the trash out last night. Oh, jeez, dummy. Boom, right there. There you go again, doing something. Again.
Mm.
Didn't get that to that again today, did you? When are you going to do things the right way? When are you going to catch up on everything that's sitting over there in that pile? Shame. Shame. Inertia. I failed. I'm not good enough. See that? I can't even take care of the basic things. God, I forgot to pay the bill. They turned off the damn power. Instead of laughing about it, thinking, oh, geez. Well, see, there I go again. Out of my body.
There's many, isn't there?
Oh, so many. So many. I gotta lose this weight. Damn it, I look like a slob. Oh, didn't pick my clothes up at the cleaners. They sound like little things, folks. But you beat yourself up all day long and shame yourself. Oh, I balanced a check. When will I ever learn to balance that checkbook? One of the favorite because the channel is drives by accident is when she's out in some other state and somebody comes by and gives her the signal from the finger and she realizes that she's done something silly on the road. And you see, even little things like that, easy to go to shame.
Mm-hmm.
Easy to go to shame. Oh, I shouldn't have eaten that. Damn it, it's instead of, what do I really feel like today? What does my body want? Because you shame your bodies all the time anyway. And you'd all be amazed at how your body will cooperate when you stop shaming it.
Well, that makes sense, doesn't it?
Oh, it is. Because it's all energy. Everything is energy. Are you creating positive energy around you or negative? 2 weeks, people. Just 2 weeks. It's enough time to retrain your self-talk. Now, we know it's not going to be easy and you're going to slip, and that's okay. But try to be conscious here. This is life-changing. This isn't just an exercise. This is for you. Over and over and over again, we hear, what's my destiny? Oh, your destiny is to love yourself. Your destiny is to find your greatest joy. You can't find your joy when you're beating yourself up.
I think we're taught, what right do you have? I think we were in the old days taught that, what right do you have to find your joy? Get to work and suffer. I think it's probably pretty deep still.
Much of that lifted.
Mm-hmm.
The retraining now, the goal. Why can't I find anything that excites me? What's wrong with me? We hear that a lot. How can you get excited when you're loaded with shame? And many of you immobilized. You can't even take the first steps. You want to be a writer? Write. Write an article. You don't have to write a book first, but get in the energy of it. Start the energy flowing. I want to be a healer. Great, go take some form of healing and learn it. Begin something. Start in the direction. It may lead you to something totally different. Inertia. 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 I'm not going to do anything till I know what my destiny is. Folks, you'll be in the same place 10 years from now. There is no envelope like Johnny Carson. You know, where he used to put them up to his forehead.
Hmm.
The answer is your choices. But first, the shame. We just heard a noise.
That wasn't us. That's a call-in. Do we have a call-in? Hello?
All right, it may be just a system, Veronica.
Yeah. The digital system isn't quite as effective, maybe.
All right, we're on a digital system, folks, which has some strange noises on it, but hopefully it'll be fine. All right. Again, the shame lifted. Now the goal to retrain your thinking. Your self-talk to you.
There is a caller on with you, too, that happens to be on the line with you.
Oh, all right.
Can you guys hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, we can.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, there is a caller online. They've been online since 40 minutes, would you say, caller?
Yeah.
Maybe longer?
Oh, we're so sorry.
No, that's okay. I interjected a few minutes ago.
Pardon me?
I said something a few minutes ago.
Right. No, you've been on here for about 45 minutes. That's why no other calls have been coming in. I beeped her in, but I just figured...
She already asked a question, Don.
Oh, and you didn't hang up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, caller, see ya.
All right.
Wow.
All right. Well, we're moving up towards the hour now.
Yes. I didn't know they were still on. Hard to
it's
tell.
It's all right, Don. No problem.
Thanks.
No problem now.
All right.
All right, everyone. Be gentle with yourself tonight, please. After the show, be gentle. Be loving. Those that are with you will be with you through the night. Just give permission now. And allow this gift, this love, this help for you to release, to lift the shame and the pain and sorrow that came with it. regret and the remorse and on and on. 2 weeks, when you go to sleep at night, if you find anything else of any other pieces, as you go to sleep at night, "Hi, everyone, I found this piece. Could you lift this tonight in the dream state now?" It will be. Trust that.
Wonderful.
And your job, to monitor your self-talk. And please don't go into shame because you realize how much you shame yourself. That old catch-22. Shift it. Be gentle with yourselves when you do it. You're going to, for a couple of days, you're going to catch yourself all over the place. Don't go to shame. "Oh, I'll never get this." No, that's not where you want to go. "Oh, that's how I do it. Oh, all right." "Oh, I'll remember this one. Keep a little journal."
Are you going to check with us next week to see how we're doing?
Absolutely.
Wonderful. I'm looking forward to
it. Dear ones, we send to all of you, those that are in the physical and not, our total, complete, unconditional love. And until next week, namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.
Body?
Yes?
I don't know if we're off the air yet, but please give them your website since we're still...
All right, my website is www.veronicaentwistle.com. That's www.veronicaentwistle.com. And I'm on Tuesday at 4 p.m. West Coast time, 7 p.m. East Coast time for a call-in interactive show all about you. We might even throw in some of your results with this shame lifting.
Wonderful. And ours, of course, www.ethealing.com. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in tonight. I don't know about all of you. I'm going to bed.
Night, Jackie. Be well. Thank you so much.
You bet. Good night, everyone.
Many blessings.